Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Maggie and Perloff. And full confession, I expected to be talking about the Suns conquering the Mavericks and the Bucks advancing past the Celtics today. I had no idea there was going to be two blowouts and the Celtics and the Mavericks would advance. Explain this all to me, Maggie Gray.
Perloff, I cannot explain it. I still can't sift through the rubble to figure out just how thoroughly embarrassed the Phoenix Suns were yesterday. As a number one seed, as Chris Paul, a future Hall of Famer, as Devin Booker, someone who could be on a Hall of Fame track. I mean, yesterday is inexplicable. We could go through all the numbers. I'm not going to make it make sense, but I do know one thing. We're about to step into the world of Luka Doncic.
No.
Just like, yes. Yes, Perloff, yes, I know this is going to be a nightmare for you. He is the most interesting person left in these playoffs. He's the most polarizing. No. It's Luka's world. We're all living in it.
No. I don't want to walk into this world. I want to stay back in my other world where guys no. like Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum are the big stars. I can't get on board with Luka. Full respect. I mean, obviously, I'd sound foolish if I didn't say he was amazing. He's unguardable. Either you're too small for him or you're too big and you're too slow. He's unguardable, but I don't like it. I'm not enjoying this experience, Maggie.
Wait, you don't like him as a basketball player or yeah. you don't like what he brings to the court?
I don't like that he hits a three over some scrub defender for the Suns, some guy who shouldn't even be on the court, like Cam Johnson or DeAndre Ayton, who stupidly switched out there, the lazy switch that I saw all day yesterday. And then he's smiling to the bench, to the sideline. Who is he smiling at, Maggie? Tell me, who is he smiling at?
He's smiling at Dirk and Lil Wayne, and he's smiling right into your soul, Perloff. See, that's why Luka Doncic is going to become the star of these playoffs now, right? Because you can look at the other teams that are remaining. The Warriors, we know very well. We know what Steph is. We think we know what Klay is, although he's a little diminished now. Jordan Poole, Draymond on the defensive end. Obviously, Heat and Celtics have their own rivalry, so this is going to be really fun. But Jason Tatum has like 100% approval rating. I mean, the guy plays in Boston, went to Duke, and he's beloved. I mean, figure that's the real mystery that's going on. And obviously, everyone respects Jimmy Butler, Heat culture. Luka's the big wild card here, and I love that he sort of splits people down the middle. You don't like him? I love him. Like, I love a guy who hits a three over somebody and shimmies in their face. I loved it when Steph did it. I like that kind of bravado. When they bring that to the court, it's totally appealing to me. And so, like, I say, give me more. You know, Luka might not be the easiest teammate. You know, ask Kristaps Porzingis how that's going. But, like, he was right. You know, he was right about Porzingis. The team was right about Porzingis. I think they have this shooting star here in Luka, and, like, I just cannot wait to see what he does. I'm all aboard.
Okay. I don't know that, you know, Jason Tatum might be likable, but Marcus Smart kind of makes the Celtics interesting and unlikable. You could root against Marcus Smart in the Celtics. You could root against Jimmy Butler in the Heat. And I don't know that people are sick of Golden State, because Golden State went away for a while, and now they're back. So there's a fascination there. But, okay, I will give you this, Maggie. I am the most interesting thing for me the rest of the playoffs is to see if Luka is for real. He's the one player that I can't miss. I will agree with that. But I'm still not convinced. I mean, he's a 35% three-point shooter. Now, the Suns were clearly imploding yesterday. It looked like they weren't even trying. I don't know what happened. They made him look great. But I don't like his style of game. You know who he reminds me most of? He reminds me of a slightly better James Harden. Just dribble, 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 dribble.
Oh, don't do that.
What? Statistically, him and Harden are nearly twins. What's the difference between Harden and Luka?
Well, to me, they don't appear to have the same game. I mean, I guess now that you're saying it, the step back threes, I get it. But I don't know. I feel like there's more. Are there more dimensions to Luka's game? Or am I just being prisoner of the moment?
More dimensions to Harden's game, right? Because Harden's a better assist man. At his
better
peak.
Passer, but Luka's still, throw off, Luka still averages like 8 assists a game.
Yeah, no, I mean, Luka's an incredible passer, but I think, a lot of their game was drawing those foul shots. Now, Luka's better than Harden because now, at least he's playing now, Luka's a harder matchup, I think, because of his size, but that's the kind of style of player he is. He just dribbles. Now, if you do double team him, you're going to pay because he can see out of that double team. But I like the Warriors. They represent everything that's great about team basketball. That's what, to me, it's more interesting, team basketball. Last night, the Mavericks, you know, it helps, by the way. Luka looked better because Spencer Dinwiddie was unstoppable yesterday, and Jalen Brunson's been great. You couldn't really double team Luka as effectively yesterday. I think that was one of the big differences. But no, I think, like, if you're a basketball purist, the Warriors speak to you more than Luka Doncic.
No doubt. The Warriors are the team that is the odds-on favorite. They have been for the last couple weeks, and I like that they're the favorite, and I think they deserve to be, although Heat and Celtics are two really, really good teams.
Yeah.
What I think is, I'm not going to disagree with you there. Yes, of course, the Warriors are like the prettier brand of basketball, sure, if you want to be that guy. But the one most interesting person left is Luka, because you're right. You said yourself, you're tuning in to see whether or not he can do this, I don't want to say by himself, that's disrespectful to the rest of the Mavs, but sort of carry this team. And I'm just sort of curious about whether people love this guy or hate this guy, because you even said it there, you don't like watching him. I love watching him. Like, you and I, just sitting here as two huge basketball fans, are totally split on this. I have to believe you and I represent the rest of the basketball-loving country, that everyone's kind of split down the middle. It's fascinating. And for the Warriors, I mean, I think they're going to get through this series, but as we've shown, Perloff, and as the last couple days have shown us, is that legacies sort of get written in basketball in a short amount of time, and rewritten in a short amount of time. I mean, case in point, Chris Paul, who's waking up to a hailstorm this morning. You've got former teammates, couldn't wait to get on TV to start talking about how easy he is to guard. I mean, everyone feels like they were waiting to pile on Chris Paul. It was bizarre to me. I didn't realize it was all this venom. I know he's gotten, pegged as a dirty player at times. He's not exactly Mr., likable on the court. But I didn't realize everyone was waiting to take their shots at Chris Paul.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, taking one step back, I'm definitely picking the Mavs to beat the Warriors. We can get into that all week. You got the Warriors.
Okay.
Even with Luka, I think the Warriors are super vulnerable. But Chris, they have some of the same problems that hit Chris Paul. They're old. They're slow. They're not big enough. They don't have the right defensive matchups for Dallas and Luka Doncic. And especially, Chris Paul was such a detriment when he lined up against Luka. And this tired Chris Paul, I agree with you. It does affect his legacy, even though it's just one series. It kind of colors all the other series to me. It's like, man, it's such a good chance here. But if you look at the numbers, Game 7s through the years, he hasn't been great. So many playoff series where he's faded. We saw everything that could possibly go wrong with him. Listen, Devin Booker definitely took a huge loss last night, but the one that's really going to last to me is Chris Paul, because I don't think he's getting back there. So on his resume, when it's all over, he'll have a finals and have one Western Conference finals, and that's it. And for a top 25 player of all time, which some people think Chris Paul is, and some people think Devin Booker will be, you really need at least more than one finals appearance.
Definitely. So this was always sort of the compliment I feel like people gave to Chris Paul, because obviously he hasn't won a title, but they would call him a winning player. He's a winning player, even though he hasn't won a ring, which I always thought was, I can see it. I have to squint, but I can see what people are talking about there. Winning players, but you just haven't gotten over the hump yet, but maybe you will. But, I mean, if we're going to criticize James Harden, don't we have to save that same energy for Chris Paul? Don't we have to talk about Game 7s and losing the last four Game 7s and, you know, blowing 2-0 leads five different times in his career? I feel like it would be disingenuous of us not to criticize Chris Paul if we're going to hold that same energy for other players.
Yeah, so when you say winning players, so basically it sounds like we're talking about regular season winning players, like James Harden, unbelievable winner in the regular season. Russell Westbrook certainly qualifies that. Huge winning percentage in the regular season. Chris Paul, that's what I think they mean when they say winning player, regular season. I kind of thought that was Luka Doncic based on his style. That seemed to me like a regular season style. High usage, you know, not move the ball. Maybe I'm wrong about Luka. But those guys definitely all fall into the same category. Chris Paul, is it fair to put him right now with James Harden and Russell Westbrook? I mean, they got an MVP. He didn't even do that.
I think you have to. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, five times in his career blowing 2-0 leads and not even bringing up the times that he was injured against the Clippers and against the Warriors, like leaving that stuff out when he's fully on the floor. I know that he was, you know, they said that he was injured yesterday or that he's been banged up. I mean, obviously, right? Like, I'd hope so, because how would you explain that if he was 100% fully healthy? That would just be even a bigger, like, if I were him, I'd just make something up, because I would not want that to be me. And how, you know, he didn't make his first basket yesterday until they were up, or excuse me, they were losing by 40. I mean, Perloff, I know that the whole basketball world is just stunned by this, but you add on top of it the other postseason failures for Chris Paul, and I think ultimately that's going to be what is more remembered from him. I mean, obviously he's still going to continue to play, but up until now, he's going to be known more for postseason failures than he is for being the point god or for being one of the best 25 players. If you think he deserves to be there, I don't know. His no-shows in these games are too big to ignore, and we can't do it anymore. We can't do it.
I'm 100% with you. I don't think he's going to recover, because I think next year it'll be 38. The Suns probably or might not have DeAndre Ayton. Devin Booker will be a year older, but this was the chance, because I think the West is a little bit down. I think Luka and the Mavs are going to be even better next year. I think that the Grizzlies are coming. So it felt like this was the chance. Up 2-0 in this series. I don't see it happening next year. And I see sort of this is kind of the end of the road for him because of his age. I mean, Tom Brady and LeBron are fooling everybody. But Chris Paul, you really saw the age catch up to him. If he says he's injured, I'm not even buying it. I also think, can we just say the Mavericks deserve some credit? They obviously figured out how to cover him. Just get in his grill. They were so physical with both Paul and Booker. I think that had a huge part of why they both struggled yesterday. I think Reggie Bullock am I saying that right, by the way? Is it Bullock? The guy yesterday who was announcing the game was going very strong on the Reggie Bullock. You covered him in New York.
I thought it's Bullock. I mean, he was with the Knicks the last couple of years. Yeah. So I watched a lot of his games just working in New York.
Reggie Bullock, right? But last, if you listen to the game yesterday, they were making a point of calling him Bullock. Did anybody notice this? Stu's looking at me like I'm crazy.
We're going to get to do like a whole Western Conference Finals with him. So yeah. I hope somebody figures it out. What's the emphasis? What syllable does it go on?
I don't know. But those guys, those Mavericks, like kind of nobodies, were so in the grill of Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I think that's really what happened yesterday. Now, if they could do that to Steph Curry and Jordan Poole, then I really think the Mavs are getting out of the series. I think we might see a sort of a repeat of what we saw yesterday in Game 7 of the next series. I'm pretty excited to root against Luka. I'm enjoying rooting against Luka. Will you at least give me that, Maggie? I don't like him, but I enjoy like him.
How are you going to do this then? You want to root. See, this is where it'd be so much easier, Perloff, if you were just like everyone else and you just had your teams and you followed your teams. But because you're a guy and you switch your allegiances all the time, you run into stuff like this, which is you want to root against Luka, yet you think the Mavs are going to beat the Warriors. So how do you square this?
No, I think just from a basketball analyst standpoint, I think the Mavs are a great matchup against Warriors. And I think they're going to advance. That has nothing to do with my rooting interest. It's a lot like when I was rooting for Coach K. I don't like Duke, but I didn't want Coach K to go out early. And you were equally mystified by that take. If it had been the Suns in the finals, I think that would have been kind of boring. I do admit, I thought they were going to make it. I thought they were the best team. Obviously, they won 60-something games. But I will admit, not liking Luka is a fun thing for me to do. Like, I'm cheering against him. I want somebody to hit a three in his face and smile at the Mavericks bench as he runs by. That's what I want right now, Maggie. So I admit, that's fun. And I can't root for anybody in the East. And can you? Who are you rooting for in the East?
Well, first of all, the person who could hit a three in the Mavericks' face, I mean, there's got a couple candidates over there for the Warriors. They're not going to be hurting for threes in that series. But, see, I'm beginning to think that you're a bit of a mush here. I mean, we have not explored this yet, but once your 76ers went out, you went fully on the Bucks bandwagon, and it took all of 48 hours for them to get eliminated.
Yeah, I am stunned that the Bucks did not advance. In my wildest dreams, you can see on CBS Sports Network, I was going to wear my Bucks hat today to work. I was positive. I had planned out my outfit on Saturday. It didn't even dawn on me. And then somewhere around the third quarter, I'm like, all right, the Celtics are up double digits, but that's okay because that's happened all game. The Bucks are going to make their run. You know, I'm a Sixers fan. I've always hated the Celtics. I can't stand Marcus Smart and his flopping. So, of course, I was rooting for the Bucks on Sunday. But you're right. I might be a mush. I mean, I think that was coincidental, I hope. But I don't know. I definitely am not rooting for the Heat or the Celtics. I'll tell you that right now. Those two teams have tortured the Sixers. And I'm rooting against Luka, but I think he will advance. This isn't all making sense to you, Maggie?
No, my brain hurts trying to follow any of this stuff. No, it makes no sense whatsoever. We're going to make you pick somebody in the Western Conference Finals that you have to root for. I also love to know that you are picking out an outfit for a Monday show on a Saturday. Yeah. That is very revealing.
Well, I was looking through my hats because I was going to wear the Bucks hat on Sunday. I never got around to it. I put out a photo on social media of a Bucks hat, but I wasn't even wearing it. So, yeah.
You can't even commit to your bandwagon team.
So I need a new team. Here's the problem. But I don't know. I can't jump on the Warriors bandwagon now, can I, Maggie? That's like kind of cliched.
It's a little cliched. Also, I'm already there.
You're okay.
Because I think that they've been, I've been picking them as the overall winner for weeks.
Okay, but you have a confusing thing because you're rooting for, you like Luka. You enjoy Luka.
Yeah, I guess in the Western Conference, you and I are kind of the same there. Love watching Luka. I just think the Warriors are going to win.
No, we're not the same. I hate watching Luka, but I enjoy.
No, I'm saying we're flipped. We both think different teams are going to win, and we're on opposite sides about Luka.
Do you really like when he hits that three and he smiles in the first quarter? Like, that doesn't bother you on any level whatsoever?
No, not at all. Why would it? I love that kind of stuff. I think that he's got the attitude. I mean, I don't love it when they have the bad body language, which Luka's also known for, but absolutely. Why not? It's sports, Perloff. Like, this isn't, you know, some UN summit where you're really going to cause an international incident if you do something wrong. All he's doing is just being a total heel.
Because he hasn't won anything yet. That's my problem. Like, win a title, then you can smile all you want. But he hasn't done anything in this league yet.
I know, but if we were waiting around for everyone who was cocky and talked trash to win a title, we'd never have anybody. I mean, then the only person who could talk trash would be like LeBron and the Warriors. I mean, and Giannis. It would be boring.
I'm sorry. That's how I roll. I'm old school, Maggie. I prove something, win something, and then you can smile at Lil Wayne. I want you to just give a straight face to Lil Wayne until you win an NBA title. That's my policy. Always has been, always will be.
Yes. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Where are you on Luka Doncic? Because, listen, whether you like him or not, he's going to become the most hyped player left in these playoffs, number one. Number two, I love him. Perloff hates him. How do you feel about it?
No. Can we hate?
Sports hate.
Sports hate. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Not real hate. Now, come on. We don't do any real hate.
By the way, he looks like a super nice guy. That's besides the point. I still can't stand the smiling.
Also, very quickly, so we want to take your calls. You can also find us on social at Maggie and Pearl. That's on Twitter, on Facebook, at Maggie and Pearl Off. If you are watching on CBS Sports Network today, well, hello. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. You will notice that I am at home. Unfortunately, I've tested positive for COVID. You can hear it a little in my voice. I've got sniffles, but overall, very mild symptoms.
And wait, grateful. What?
Yeah, that's why I'm home, Burlo.
Oh, my God. It just dawned on me that you're not, joking. Not a joking subject. I'm sorry.
That's okay, because luckily I'm feeling fine, knock on wood, and everyone was so grateful, gracious rather, to, you know, get me set up with this equipment. And this was like a NASCAR pit crew operation. Got my microphone, got everything I need. Everyone on the radio and TV side has been awesome. So I might be home for a couple days, but I'm still going to be with you every day.
I have about 8 questions about your home setup. We can come back and get to them, but these are important.
Oh,
there's so many things I want to know.
My framed photo up there?
Save it. We need to come back and discuss exactly what is going on in the Gray household right now.
Okay. We will get to that in just a minute, but we want to hear from you. How do you feel about Luka? Are you rooting for him? Are you rooting against him? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up in just a moment, another potential quarterback comeback. We'll talk about that as well. It is Maggie and Perloff right here, CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 158.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.